I almost slam my head on the dashboard when the car suddenly stops in the middle of the dirt road.
What are you doing?
He looks behind me. Right there. Those trees.
Are you serious?
I looked at the passenger window, and in the dark distance is the Gullinus River.
That's where you need to go,
he says.
Every time you drink, you do this.
Well, I didn't forget about that stupid comment you made last night.
I was just messing around.
I put my hand on my forehead.
It was a joke.
You made me look stupid in front of everyone. I rolled my eyes.
She's not real.
Go, he says, pointing to the trees.
But it's windy.
That's when she comes out. When it's windy, he adds.
I can't believe you're doing this.
I grab the door handle as he takes another drink from his flask.
No,
he says.
This is ridiculous.
He grabs my arm and starts to squeeze it.
I'll hurt you if you don't get out of this car.
I pull my arms away from him as he starts to smack me on my head.
Okay, stop. I'll go.
He grabs my hoodie.
Boy, just because you turned 12 yesterday doesn't mean shit.
Okay, I shout, pushing him away from me. I have no choice but to get out of the car. I'd rather do this than get beat at home. I step out of the vehicle.
That's a good boy. And yell if you see something.
He lifts up his flask.
You stupid fairy tales.
I reply, closing the door.
Don't be scared,
he says. Annoyed by his abuse, I pull my hood over my head, staring at the river about 40 yards from me.
Boy!
He shouts from inside the car.
Are you going to stand there all night like an idiot?
I take a deep breath and run, jumping over several bushes, passing between trees as I reach the bank of the river. I look around to the wind swaying the tree branches, but thankful for the car headlights shining in my direction. I can see somewhat down the river to a large rock sticking out from the ground. I run to it. I make it to the rock and sit on it, pulling down the strings from my hoodie, making the hood tight around my head, expecting soon he will finish his whiskey and call me back to his car. As I wait, I look back at the reflection of the headlights, now piercing through the tree branches. I close my eyes, allowing the peacefulness of the Gullinus River to sweep me away from this horrible situation. But then, I'm distracted by the car headlights going off. I stand up on the rock, completely confused as I wait for something to happen. But my patience slowly fades. I'm about to yell for him when the wind stops unexpectedly. The river flow calms, and in the distance, I hear a soft voice. I move nervously, trying to concentrate. And it becomes clear to me. It is a woman crying.